Getting older is different for everyone. Even the process of aging is changing. This is Lisa Berry, and that's why we bring you Modern Aging here on 89.1 WEMU to offer insight and perspective and help you make the aging process a pleasant and positive experience. I'm always happy to be joined by Dr. Teresa Reed, an aging expert who can be found at agingforlife.org. Thanks for joining us.
I'm always happy to be here, Lisa.
We always have a lot to talk about.
We do.
And lots to think about as you get older and your roles change, your kids move away, your jobs end or change. And that just leaves a lot of people wondering what is next.
Yeah. And it's kind of scary. It can be it's an uncomfortable position to be in. It feels really vulnerable.
So what should we focus on?
All right. You're going to focus on a purpose quest.
A purpose quest.
I'm taking that phrase from the author Richard Leader, L-E-I-D-E-R, who's written a number of books about purpose. And he specifically is interested in purpose quests for older people. And you know what's really important about just this time of life is that often people think of it as an ending. Everything you love is ending. But you can flip the script on that.
Okay, help us.
You can absolutely flip the script on that. Think of it as an opportunity, all right? Time is opening up for you. And something that's really, really important that, and I'm going to mention another book. This is by Jean Cohen called The Mature Mind. It's really important. This is, if you've never read any other book about aging, read The Mature Mind, because he does brain research on brains,
right,
and aging brains. And what he has found, and he's not alone, is that this phase of life is a phase full of potential and brain growth. I mean, it's really, our brains never stop growing and changing.
Other than doing Sudoku?
Right.
That's what we hear. Do your crossword puzzles. So keep your brain active. But yours sounds much more complicated and encouraging, really.
I hate crossword puzzles. I don't like puzzles. I find life is puzzling enough.
Okay.
You know? So really, this idea of a purpose quest is absolutely beautiful. And first of all, it's really important to understand that people who have a sense of purpose, a strong sense of purpose, which is what? It's your reason for getting up in the morning.
Okay.
Why do you get up in the morning? People who have a strong sense of purpose live longer. They're happier and they're healthier than people who lack any sense of purpose. So this time in your life is a time when you have all kinds of gifts to bring forward and to use going forward so that you can fulfill a purpose.
What are some of those
that
gifts
that you define? Well, that's part of your process is figuring out what those gifts are. I want to say about purpose, it's really important and good to have any purpose, right? Like I want to, you know, you might want to say you want to grow your bank account or you want to sculpt your body afresh or, you know, any kind of self-oriented purpose is totally fine. It's better than no purpose and it can be part of your purpose. But the greatest benefits from having purpose are if you have a purpose that is other-oriented. You're thinking
right
about making a difference in the world.
I think that's huge, though. The purpose, I mean, it's great to want to be healthier and look better, but I find when you think about helping other people, if that's your purpose, if that's your direction or how you think, that makes your life more fulfilling.
It does, and it has a stronger benefit for you personally. So it's not like you have to choose between being good to yourself and being good to others. When you're good to others, that's good for you.
Like that. When you're good to others, that's good for you.
Right.
Let's go back to the brain for a minute. So we can grow our brains as we age?
Our brains are constantly changing and growing. Absolutely.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Okay.
Yes, yes. I mean, if all you do is sit in front of the television and, you know, sleep, eat, and sit in front of the television, your brain's going to not thrive.
Okay.
Right? But our brain has the capacity to grow and make new neural connections until the day we die. So if you use your brain and not necessarily doing puzzles, I mean, people love puzzles. Some people love puzzles.
Better than not.
It's better than not, right? But my joy isn't there.
Okay.
I don't know if your joy is there. And I want to back up real quick and say that the other directed purpose doesn't have to be humans. It can be the planet, right?
Right.
Like if you throw yourself into environmental causes. Or it could be animals. You know, you decide you're going to volunteer at the animal shelter or, you know, but beyond the self is where you get really the benefit.
So find your purpose and grow your brain. Why don't we hear about that? Why we hear that our brains are shrinking and drying up and shriveling away. But so this is new information, I think.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Or it's something we just don't hear about that much about.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it? It's part of the ageist, you know, it's part of the set of ageist assumptions that hurts us so much. It hurts us as we age. And of course, we're aging at every stage of life, right?
I mean, if we
wake up in the morning, we're aging. So, or we've aged, we've successfully aged one more day. The brain is a beautiful, amazing plastic organ. It has the capacity to change and grow.
At any age.
At any age.
Set
right.
of ageist assumptions. That sounds like a great topic for another conversation. Because
right.
I know you actually have some steps we can take to to grow and give ourselves.
Yeah. And again, I think that I want to mention Richard Leader because I'm taking this from him. And he's just a really interesting person and speaker. But first of all, I want to say that this is a process. It doesn't happen overnight.
Okay.
And it doesn't happen without effort. I mean, you're putting yourself into it, asking yourself, what are my gifts? What are my skills and talents? But first of all, a really interesting way to start is to just to put two post-it notes on your mirror, or one with two words on it. But one says, one of your words is grow, and one of your words is give. And that's a prompt every morning when you look in the mirror for the first time. It's a prompt to think, how am I going to grow today? How am I going to give today? So then tune into yourself as you start excavating, really. You know, think about what you consistently are attracted to. What excites you? What, in fact, what pushes you away? Where are your emotional and intellectual hot buttons? What do you want to know more about? What do you want to do something about? There are all kinds of tools for this, but start jotting down, like, what makes your heart beat faster? Right? And you can engage other people in this process, mm-hmm. because people who know you well, because sometimes you have to check on yourself, you
right.
know, and sometimes you have assumptions about what you're supposed to want, what you're supposed to do. But you will know, and your friends will know, those who know you best will know what your hot buttons are, what makes your heart beat faster. So you start to, think about that. Just start to pay attention to what you care about most. There's a process of life review. Like, think back over, what have you done your whole life? Where have you built skills? Where are your talents? What have you learned on the job or raising your kids or in all of the years you've had before? What have you learned that you can bring forward, that you want to bring forward? Because trust me, you have a lot of skills. Everybody who's gotten to the age to worry about aging has developed plenty of skills. So review those and think, what do you want to bring forward? What do you want to develop? Then, think about your unique gifts. And this is another place where other people can come in to help you understand where your joy is, what's special about you, and what has been throughout your life. All of this leads up to writing a purpose statement, which can go through many drafts. And it begins, I get up in the morning to dot, dot, dot.
What motivates you? What moves you?
What
are you looking forward to?
What gets you up in the morning?
Okay.
And the purpose statement is it's a really important document to develop and then to visualize. Think about, using your purpose statement. What impact are you going to have in the world, and really think hard about that?
Where your joy is. I love that.
Where's your joy?
Where's your joy? Figure it out. Find it. Write it. Think about it. Envision it. And then live a more fulfilling life as you age.
The world needs you.
Dr. Teresa Reed, we need you, and we appreciate you here on 89.1 WEMU for all you bring to modern aging. So thanks again for joining us.
Support for modern aging comes from Vibrant Life Senior Living, an innovative approach to assisted living and memory care. Superior Township location now open, vibrantlifeseniorliving.com.